Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. The debate continues over how to handle U.S. workers responding to the Ebola crisis and how to prevent the virus from spreading. President Obama said today the U.S. must not shy away from the crisis. And while he did not directly criticize the quarantining of healthcare workers, he did say that the response to Ebola needs to be based on science. This came as the World Bank said that at least 5,000 healthcare workers are urgently needed in West Africa. The lead organization coordinating Massachusetts Ebola efforts in Africa is Partners in Health. We spoke with Dr. Sarah Stulak, Deputy Chief Medical Officer at Partners in Health. We started by asking her how many of the group's workers are in West Africa and how they might be affected by this.
We have a couple of our permanent staff over there, healthcare workers that we've sent over in the last couple of weeks who are now based there setting up our operations, and they're also working on hiring Liberian staff to help run our treatment units. And then we have also recruited about 100 clinicians from the U.S. who are ready to be deployed over the coming weeks.
And so with these new guidelines from the CDC recommending that folks who are at highest risk avoid commercial travel or avoid large public gatherings, I mean, how is that going to affect your operation?
We are obviously very concerned about any healthcare workers who are at highest risk. Those are people who've actually had exposure incidents, and those people we absolutely agree should be monitored very closely. I think that the thing that we are concerned about now is the guidelines that have come out and are changing rapidly, of course, over the last couple of days for sort of a mandatory quarantine for any healthcare worker. So these are actually not the people who are at highest risk. These are people who have provided healthcare but do not have a known exposure. And so this is going to be the majority of the people that we send over. What we're concerned about is making sure that we, you know, use the very best evidence to protect them, to provide really good care, and to protect people back here when our healthcare workers return. If many places do move towards mandatory quarantine, I think that will have a really big impact on our ability to recruit people.
Are you telling folks that they should expect that they will likely be quarantined for 3 weeks?
We are definitely telling folks and supporting and doing the 21 days of surveillance, but that's very different from the quarantine. So we think that that's actually really the most evidence-based, best, and most effective way of keeping the risk very, very low for other Americans. So when people come back and they have provided care in West Africa, we want to make sure that they're being followed very closely. And again, are very supportive of and are implementing the guidelines to do twice daily temperature checks, symptom checks, and for people to know that the minute they have a symptom or a concern, they need to be contacting us. And I think that's the way that we're gonna avoid any other infections, because if any of these people are infected, they will not be infectious to other people until they become ill. And so that is why we think that it's not necessary to do this quarantine.
What about the restrictions recommended on commercial travel and attendance at public gatherings? Are those necessary or not?
No, for people who have not had a known exposure incident and are not ill, I do not think those restrictions are necessary. I think the only caveat is that, you know, I think it's reasonable to avoid very long distance travel.
And do you think then that there's too much fear right now about all of this? Or do you think that we're striking the right approach here?
I don't think we're striking quite the right approach yet, or quite the right balance yet. I think that it's understandable that people are afraid. But again, we have to just look at evidence and science. We know we have to protect people, number one, from getting infected. Number two, we have to support healthcare workers and allow them to access care and not be imprisoned after their time abroad. And number three, we actually have to stop the epidemic. And that's the only way we're really going to protect everyone. And so if we are putting in unnecessary restrictions for people to go over and provide care, we're not actually going to achieve that third and most important goal.
Dr. Sarah Stulak, Deputy Chief Medical Officer at Boston-based Partners in Health, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.